liturgical year with Christ as King of the universe. It's just so easy to imagine him sitting on this grand throne, full of power, overlooking all of creation and all its majesty. It's like our mosaic here. Right after we celebrate this, though, next week, with the first Sunday of Advent, we find him on a much different throne, the throne of our Mother Mary's womb. Seemingly powerless, and yet containing all the power of any child, the potential to change the world. This is our King. And already he is unlike any king we have had before. And today we find him in an unlikely situation. He's at the mercy of one of his own creatures, who claims to have power over him, Pontius Pilate. The differences between these kings could not be greater. One is God, the other man. The one is power, the other has power. One is the answer, the other demands answers. We can go on and on, but the difference which stands out the most appears in Pilate's questions to Jesus. Are you the King of the Jews? What have you done? Then you are a king. In each question, Pilate is looking for a particular response. He wants Christ to claim his kingship, as any earthly king would do. But this is not our king. For our king does not claim a kingship, nor force it upon us as the kings of old do. He proves this when he is born in the manger of a stable surrounded by sheep herders. Rather, he asks us, "Will you have me as your king? I will not force it upon you." Or in his very words in response to Pilate, "You say I am a king, not I." Christ will never tell us that he is our king, for he wants us to freely make him so. So the question of our life is Jesus Christ our king, the king of our life? For the answer to that question will clearly shape everything we do in every moment of it. If we answer yes, the gospel gives us a clue on what that means, especially when Jesus says, "If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over." If Jesus is our king, we must fight for him in our homes, our work, and in our culture. For if we do not, he will be handed over to the world. I think we're seeing this pretty clearly these days. How are we fighting for our king who will not fight for himself? At home, do our children know that Jesus is our king every day and not only on Sunday? Are we teaching them about their king? Do we fight for a space in our homes for Christ, a space where we can encounter him? When people walk in, will they know to whom our allegiance lies? Do we fight against sin in our home, or do we tolerate it? At work, do people know that we are subjects of Christ the King and not the workforce? In ancient Rome, soldiers were tattooed, signifying to whom they belong. We have been baptized into Christ's kingship, stamped by it. Do people recognize us first as Catholics or as the brand for which we work? In the battleground of culture, I'm reminded of my own mother. And for years, and she still does this, my mom would always embarrass me whenever we would go to the stores in Advent and do holiday shopping. Because whenever any of the cashiers would say, "Happy Holidays," she'd very intentionally look at them and say, "Merry Christmas," It's funny how those little things embarrass us, but I cringed every time because I knew it was coming. And yet today, I am impressed with the witness my mother is, because she enters into the culture, and in her small way, she fights for her king. She does not allow the culture to take him away from her, compared to me, who often just so willingly hands him over. I hardly have the strength to pray before eating in a restaurant, even wearing the collar. One of the teachings of our faith is that there are three parts of the church, three communities. And one of those parts are us who are on earth. And that is known as the church militant, highlighting the fact that we must fight for our king. The king who has sat upon many thrones, the throne of a virgin's womb in Nazareth, the throne of a feeding trough in Bethlehem, the throne of a cross on Golgotha, the throne of glory in heaven, and finally the throne of our hearts when we receive him in the Eucharist, all so that we may freely give him dominion of our hearts, for he will not force it upon us. Isn't that a king worth fighting for?